And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Rosellyn Brown, born in Philadelphia in 1939, author of many novels, including Tender Mercies, Before and After, and her latest, Half a Heart, came out in 2000. Rosellyn Brown, who said, "I still write for the same reason I wrote when I was 9 years old, to speak more perfectly than I really can, to a listener more perfect than any I know." It's the birthday of Farley Mowat, born in Belleville, Ontario, 1921, went off to Italy, served in World War II, came back to write a book about his childhood, about his dog, The Dog Who Wouldn't Be, came out in 1957. Wrote books about the Canadian Arctic. Never Cry Wolf was a big bestseller in 1963, and People of the Deer as well. It's the birthday of Edward Lear, born in London, 1812. He was the 20th of his mother's 21 children, almost half of whom died in infancy. He was raised by a sister who taught him how to paint birds and flowers, went to school only briefly, and then became one of the most successful bird illustrators in the industry. One of his clients was Charles Darwin, who had Edward Lear illustrate the specimens that he brought back from his trip on the HMS Beagle. He suffered from terrible eyesight and from epilepsy, suffered terrible bouts of depression, and then in 1832 found his vocation, his second vocation, when the Earl of Derby invited Edward Lear to come to his estate and paint all of the animals in his private zoo, the largest private zoo in the world. Edward Lear went, and when he got there, he wound up spending most of his free time with the Earl's grandchildren. He'd never spent any time with children before, and they brought out a whole different side of his personality. He sang songs for them, he drew cartoons, and he made up humorous poems. And that's what we know Edward Lear for today, from his Book of Nonsense, came out in 1846. And it's the birthday of Katharine Hepburn, born in Hartford, Connecticut, 1907, the actress who played smart, sexy, independent women who got the guy in the end. She was a wisecracker, but she was also graceful and charming. Here's a poem for today by Sebastian Matthews, entitled American Image. I want to be Walker Evans or Robert Frank, setting up shots in the street, renegades in Brooks Brothers suits with Leicas draped on their chests, snapping shots of the downtrodden, of churches, bits of billboard, bored debutantes at posh parties you'd have to fast-talk your way into, or aboard an ocean liner itching to disembark, down in the boiler room, waiting for the foreman to look away so you can frame his profile with an arabesque of pipes and release valves. I'd want to be out on assignment, taking far fewer roles than I'm being paid for, down south, alongside sharecroppers and the sunburnt poor, trying to steal moments, not souls, to find the past inside the present, catch the already falling out of fashion. American Image, a poem by Sebastian Matthews from his collection We Generous, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.